So tonight, we're going to just learn a little bit about what the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. So if you want to just go ahead and have a seat for a second, I promise it won't take long. But when we get the word, there's power in the word. The word is what breaks the yoke. The word is the binding contract of heaven on earth. And when we put the word out of our mouths, and when we speak the power of God, which is the word of God, then guess what happens? Every demon in hell begins to shudder because he's going, wait a second, I don't want the Christians to know what they carry. And I don't want the Christians to know actually what kingdom they're of. You see, church, we live in this world, but we are not of this world. When you said yes to God, when you walked away from your past and you made the Lord the Savior of your life, guess what happened? The old man died. You are dead in the ground. Do not resurrect that old person. And you became a new creation in Christ Jesus. And when we take on the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God begins to live in us and then through us, guess what happens? The power of God gets released on this earth. God uses you and I to release his power. Did you know that? I'm here tonight to fill you up so that you know how awesome you are to the kingdom of God, so that you know how powerful the kingdom of God wants to work in and through you as well, because there's just too many Christians just sitting by, not doing anything for God, living our lives comfortable and not doing anything incredible. But we serve a God who made the heavens and the earth. We serve a God who stopped the waters from coming onto the earth. We serve a God who put the time zones in place and knew every star and every hair on your head, even the ones you lost today. You see, he cares about you so much. And so if this God is so amazing, then why would he leave us in this horrible world we live in? Has anybody thought that? Why don't you just come back, God? Why? It's getting so dark. It's getting so nasty. It's getting so hard. And he says, there will be perilous days. There will be hard things. You will have to go through persecution. Get ready, church. It hasn't even started. But in India, their churches are being burned down right now. They are being killed by the hundreds, especially if they're Christians. And in Africa, you see, when we serve God, we are a threat to Satan. And he doesn't like us. He wants to take us out. But God knew how important it was for us to know who we are and who he is in us. And so when Jesus came to this earth, he showed us all these different ways of doing something spectacular. He healed the sick. He healed blind eyes. He healed the mute. He raised the dead. He died in 3 days. He rose. You see, he was amazing. But Jesus said to the disciples, he said, I must go so a greater one will come. What? How can something be greater? Because the Holy Spirit is upon us. And when the Holy Spirit came, it descended on Jesus himself when he was baptized. And it was through the power of the Holy Spirit that he was able to do his work here on the earth. And guess what? You and I have been left with the Holy Spirit to do what the power of God wants us to do on this earth. And sometimes I think we forget how amazing our God is and how big and powerful he is. You might be tormented by demonic things and those thoughts and those depressions and those things that want to attack you and bind you and keep you locked up. But I'm here tonight, there's freedom in Christ to tell you that there's a new way, that God has the power that he wants to work in and through you, and that healing is what he wants to talk to us about tonight. Some of you haven't been here for the gifts of the Spirit. We've just been talking about the different ones. And I am such a process person. If you know me, I probably make my staff absolutely crazy because I'm like, well, what's your plan? Do you have the plan for this? And I'm very detailed about everything. Because everything has a place and everything has a purpose. And I do believe that in the kingdom of God. But then when God asked me to do Holy Spirit nights, I fast and I pray for like a week. And I try, and my team has come to me even up to the last moment, ask them, what are we doing? I don't know. We're just going to see what God wants to do. So tonight, we were supposed to finish the declarative gifts. We talked about word of knowledge. We talked about the discerning of spirits. We're going to talk about word of wisdom. But tonight, God said to me all week long, no, you're not going to go in order. You're going to get out of order because I need to heal some people. and we're going to talk about the gifts of healing. In the Word of God, it talks about it in 1 Corinthians, so will you turn with me there? We're just going to go there, 1 Corinthians 12. And it says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant." God doesn't want us to be dumb. Isn't that nice to know that the God of heaven says, you don't have to be stupid? Because I have all knowledge. I know everything. I know the beginning from the end. And because of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, we don't have to be stupid. So some of you might think you're dumb in here. Some of you may have heard from people your whole life, you're stupid. You're not good enough. I had every teacher in school tell me I was not smart enough. They would tell me, in fact, my senior year, I remember going to the counselor when they were going to make a plan for me in college. And they said, well, you're pretty much too stupid to go to college, so maybe you should probably just go to junior college. And I'm like, but I have a full ride to ORU. And they're like, no, you shouldn't do that. You're going to just fail out if you do that. You see, I know what it means to feel like, because of the words of what people have said to you, that you feel a certain way. But I'm here to tell you tonight, I have overcome. I am not stupid. I am a daughter of the Most High God, and I have tapped into what the Holy Spirit wants, and He has taught me out of His Word. And did you know that when you read your Bible that you become smarter? It's actually a proven fact, a scientific fact, that the more you read your Bible, and guess what? The more you read it out loud, that you actually unlock things in your brain, that there's something supernatural that happens. So try it. Go home and read your Bible out loud to yourself. And it says that He does not want you to be ignorant. Verse 2, you know that they were Gentiles carried away by these dumb idols. Gentiles, what is a Gentile? That's you and me. Unless you have Jewish bloodline, you are a Gentile. And He's talking about these dumb idols, however you were led. They were living in a time where there was a lot of idol worship. There was a lot of prostitution, even in the temples. It was a disgusting, child sex slavery was happening. It was a perverse generation and a perverse time. Sounds like right now, doesn't it? And it says, therefore, I will make you known that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. That means no one can curse the name of Jesus if they say they're from God. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. So different ways, but the same Spirit is working. Therefore, there are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. Have you ever seen so many different churches, right? And we all do things a little different, but guess what? We serve God, and He is Jesus, if they are professing to follow Him. Verse 6, and there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given each to one for the profit of all. So when God gives us these gifts, it's to profit the body of Christ. It's to profit all of us, not just yourself, not just maybe your boyfriend or your girlfriend or just your children. But when God gives you a gift, then what it's to do is to bless the people around you. You see, God never called us to be an island to ourselves, but the Holy Spirit wanted us to give in and to bless others with it. Okay? So I hope we're doing a little bit of teaching so you understand what this is saying. And it says, for one is given the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge, and through the same Spirit, to another faith, but by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing. This is the only one that is plural. It says gifts instead of gift, okay? And then it says of the same Spirit, verse 10, and to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits. We did talk about that. To another different kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But one of the same Spirit works all of these things, distributing each one individually as He wills. You say, all of those things I've been taught are not supposed to be working nowadays. That those left with the last apostle, I'm here to tell you, no, not true. Show me in the Word of God where it says that. You see, Jesus left the Holy Spirit here on this earth so that we can have the power to do what it is that we need to do to live out these last days and to be His hands and His feet here on this earth. But you cannot do that without the power of God working in and through you. And so many times we don't even understand that God wants to heal us. Did you know God wants to heal you? Did you know God never, ever wanted you to have to be sick and to be defeated and to suffer? That was never the plan of God. But in the fall of humanity, it happened. And here was Satan, and he came in, and he robs, and he strips, and he is the ruler of this world, and he is a liar and a deceiver and a manipulator. And so God said, okay, those that are my children, that hear my voice and call my name, those that say that they love me and keep my commandments, they are my children. And when they come to me, I will fill them and then I will use them. But I'm going to give them some gifts so that they can be aware of what needs to happen whenever they're somewhere and there's a need. You see, you are a full-time minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so it's not just Pastor Jess that can notice somebody's not feeling well and say, hey, can I pray for you? But did you know that you could do that in your schools? You could do that in your workplace. You could do that in your homes. You could do that at the store. You see someone suffering, you have the answer. His name is Jesus. And simply, God wants to touch humanity. He came for this lost and broken world, and we are his voice, church. And so we've got to know how to use these things. And he wants to heal the body of Christ. In fact, there were so many incredible miracles in the Word of God that shows us how God wants to heal. I actually had to stop myself and say to myself, I'm going to tell them to go to Bible college, because it's not a message and it was way too much. But I just thought that there would be one simple thing that that you would enjoy. Jesus shows us how he worked here on this earth. And he was so good at it. He operated in all gifts of healing all the time. Acts 10:38 says, and you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all, not some, all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. You see, Jesus walked this earth as a prophet. He was anointed by the Holy Spirit. When he left, he said he gave us the same anointing. He gave us the same Spirit of God. Isn't that good news? In Mark 3, he talks about this, and he said in Mark 3, 14 through 15, it says, then he appointed the 12, he's talking to the disciples, Jesus is, that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have power to heal the sickness and cast out demons. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go. You see, when Satan tries to rear his head in my family, I'm like, here we go. I get my sword out, my shield up, and I'm like, battle plan, let's go. Now, I know not everybody's a fighter like me, because I realize I'm weird. I've really come to that understanding. But there's a fight in me that wants to push the fight out in you. Because, church, you got to stand tall. You got to put your shoulders back. You got to go, hold on a second. I'm not letting this happen in my home. I'm not letting Satan take out my family. I'm not letting him take out my heart or my mind. I'm not going to just let him take us out and lay there idly and go, well, you know, if God wanted me healed, he would just take care of that. But what if God said, I did want you healed. I went to the cross for it. My blood was shed for your healing. I already did it. It says in Isaiah, by his stripes we were healed. In 1 Peter, it comes to fruition after Jesus is born. He says, by his stripes I am healed. You see, past tense, now present. We need to step into all that God wants for us. And God's plan and his heart is for the body and the people of the living God to be healed. We can get discouraged. We can say, well, we've seen God not heal. And we can judge God whether he healed or didn't heal. But you need to be careful with that. There was one time in my life, and I'll tell this story. As a pastor, I see people die that I pray for all the time. Or I see some sickness and disease not lift off of people that I want to be lifted off of so bad. And I remember we went on our sabbatical, and I was journaling to the Lord. It was a little piece of what I wanted to talk to God about during that time. And I said, Lord, what happened? I never want to say you didn't heal. And he said, but you're thinking about it in your terms of what you see. You see, I'm going to give you a picture into eternity. When I heal, and I ask you, the body of Christ, to pray for healing, your one sole job is to believe me for healing. God never asked us not to pray for healing. And when he said this to me, I went, okay, I looked it up in Scripture. Check it out yourself. He says to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, to pray for healing. He does not ever say, if it's just, you know, his will, maybe he will and maybe he won't. No, God says, you pray for healing. And so I went, Lord, but how come some die and some don't? And he said, see, you're looking at it as if they aren't healed. And he goes, but what if that was my plan? What if it was better for them to be with me? And they were completely stripped of all pain and all suffering. And they get to dance in my presence and they get to see my goodness. You don't understand what you're about to step into when you pass from this earth. But while you're here, suffering will have to happen and you will endure it. But your sole job as a believer is to pray for healing and not doubt that I will not answer the prayer. You see, church, we got to get ourselves in faith if we want to believe God for healing. I've got to turn my heart around and go, well, I didn't see that happen, so maybe God's not good enough. Maybe he didn't answer that. I just saw my dad pass away. I just saw him. And I talked to him on the phone, and the next day he was gone. And I'm here to tell you today, he's exactly where he needs to be. And he is more amazing and well off than he was ever here. That man knew where he was going. He knew what he wanted, and the Lord was merciful and gracious to answer him. And it would be selfish of me to say, well, God didn't heal my dad. What did he do? No, that's foolish talk, because God is the healer. He's the one that loves us. He's the one that restores us. He's the one that heals us. And you know what? We all have to die at some point in our lives, and I don't care when that is, because, Lord, when my day comes, let me be ready for you. But I don't want in my heart to be like, God's not a healer. Because in our word, all throughout the word, it says that he healed them all. So if God's the healer of all, and we maybe don't see what we want to see, and we don't get what we want from God, then I would beg to ask you, where's your faith? Many people don't ask to talk about this anymore because it's so uncomfortable. But Jesus says, you got to have faith like a mustard seed. When I was struggling with the diagnosis of what they said was breast cancer for a week or so, and then to come to find out it wasn't breast cancer, I'm still fighting right now. I have a few more months to go back and see, and I'm believing nothing's going to be there. And see, I'm in faith right now. And I heard the Lord speak to me, and Pastor Antonio sent me that text. God just has this word for you. Your faith has made you well. And I didn't feel like I had faith, guys. I was a little bit like, what is going on, God? I was a little irritated with him. But you know what? I prayed and I did say, you are the healer, God. I do know that without a shadow of a doubt. So God, you do what you need to do in my body. And I left it at that. I was cooking dinner and forgot all about it. And then all of a sudden the results came back that it was not cancer like they said it was. You see, God does something new when our faith is put out there. It's a simple mustard seed. And God wants to heal tonight. He told me this. He told me this for a week, and I fought him on this. I said, but God, we're supposed to talk about word of wisdom. He said, no, I want to heal some people. There's some broken places. There's some broken things in this room. And God wants to heal you. There's some broken body parts that God wants to heal. There's some things that God wants to strip and he wants to renew. And only in the supernatural power of God can that happen. When gifts of healing are operating, it is not because of medical practices, but it is because the supernatural power of God is in display and on assignment for us. You see, he loves you. He has a story. I have a story. I want to tell you this. There was a time in my life when I was a really young mom. I had two kids at the time. My son, I think he was probably about one. He was really, really, really sick. I didn't know what was going on with him. We didn't have great insurance. And every time you would go, you know, it's still the same. Like, you sit in the ER forever. This happened in the middle of the night. He was very sick. He instantly got this fever. And the fever was really, really high. I remember, I think it was like 1.4 or 5. And I was like, oh, my gosh, we have to take him to the hospital. And his fingernails started falling off. And I was like, what is going on? And his neck would not move. And I, stupid me, I was a young mom. I didn't know what meningitis was. But I was sitting next to him in his room, and I was a woman of faith. And I said, what is going on, Holy Spirit? And do you know what? He gave me the gift of discernment, and he said, begin to pray against meningitis right now. And I laid hands on my little Micah, And I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you foul spirit of meningitis, I break you off my son. You will not take him out. You will not rob him. He is healed from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. I'm not kidding you. In an instant, his fever broke. In an instant, he was able to move his neck. He was totally fine. And that was the first time that I realized, whoa, that was a gift. That was a gift of faith for me. That was a gift of healing when I believed God and God told me what to do. Listen, what God did for me as a mom in that moment, God wants to do for you in your life, wherever you find yourself. We are walking vessels of God's goodness. And so God wants to, first off, he wants to heal you tonight. But then I want to encourage you to go and heal someone else through the whole power of the Holy Spirit this week. I want you to ask God while you're at the workplace. I want you to ask God while you're at the grocery store. I want you to ask God when you see the homeless man. I want you to ask God, do they need something? And so if you say, God, I'm nervous. I'm scared to be a witness. I'm scared to get outside of my comfort zone. Guess what? The Holy Spirit's going to fill you. He's going to give you some courage, and you're going to go up to them, and guess what's going to happen? They're going to say, yeah, will you pray for me? Because you know why? Broken and hurting people need God, and they just don't know they need him. And God's going to use you, and you're going to pray over people, and you're going to see sickness come off of people. You're going to see blind eyes open. You're going to see the power of God move in your life. But first, God wants to touch your life. He wants to do some healing tonight in your body. And so the Bible says in James 5:14, and he says, if anyone is sick among you, let him call the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed any sin, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses one to another, which we just did in the altar call. And pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. That means our prayers are powerful. They go beyond this natural. They go into the supernatural. And when we pray, it brings the supernatural into our natural, and we get supernatural results. So God wants to do something tonight. And so if you need healing in this place, first off, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to ask all my pastors to stand up and to go get some anointing oil. You say, what's up with the anointing oil? The anointing oil is not just like this, like, weird thing, you know, like the world does. No, it's actually a reflection, and it's a symbol of just God's goodness and his blessing pouring out upon you, okay? And so when we put some anointing oil, we're going to pray a prayer of faith over you, and we're going to ask God to touch you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And we're going to, whatever it is that is going on in your body, if you feel comfortable sharing it, you can. Some of you may be a little bit more private and going, I don't want to tell them what's going on. But you know what? We can get in faith with you. Just like I had that mustard seed of faith, you can have that mustard seed of faith with us tonight, okay? And so if you need healing tonight, this is what we're going to do. I need you to stand up. Everybody can stand up. And if you need healing, I want you to go to the side walls, and we're going to create two lines on both of the side walls so that we have order. So just go to the side walls if you need a touch from God and you want your body healed. We're going to give you some time for this. God wants to heal you because he loves you. And maybe you've been discouraged because you didn't see God come through at some point in your life. And I'm here to tell you, just trust him tonight. We won't always know why this side of heaven, but we do know he's good. And we do know that he's faithful to his word, and that his word says that we are to pray for the sick and they shall be healed. So instead of dissecting God and trying to judge him and be mad at him, let it go and begin to just trust him again. Just open your heart to him and see what he wants to do in you, because God wants you healed. He wants you whole. Okay, ushers, go ahead and bring a person in front of a pastor, and we're going to pray. And pastors, don't let them tell you the whole story. Just, what are we praying for? And we're going to move, okay, because we got a lot of people that want prayer tonight. Okay. Amen. And all of you in the audience, you're not just here to watch and be spectators. You're here to believe with them. So I want you to pray for their healing. I want you to pray that God touches them and restores them and heals them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, okay? So we're going to be believing and praying with you guys. You are in a beautiful atmosphere of prayer. There's more over here, Ralph. If you, Tiva. get my prayer team members up here that don't need prayer, that you're out there?
Holy Spirit,
let your glory fall down, let your glory fall down.
Been prayed for, you can go back to your seats. So good. There's such a gift of faith right now. I could just feel that. I haven't even prayed on that one or preached on that one yet. But God gives us a gift of faith for the moment we need it. There's just the power of God moving in our lives. God wants to do this. In church, He wanted me to tell you a few things. That when you go out and you pray for people, that it happened in many different ways. And there were some that the disciples, I think it was Peter, who would walk in his shadow. People got healed in just his shadow. I don't know about you, but I want to walk through the storm. People just get healed because I got the power of God so coming off of me, right? Why can't that be? It can. It can. You lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's what the Bible says. Guess what? You don't got to be a pastor. You just got to be a believer. How many believers do we have in the room tonight? Yeah? That's you. Let the faith rise up in you. Let your voice be strong for God. You see, the world wants to silence you. The world wants to call you weird. Guess what? You are. Just be okay with it. We will not fit into this world because we are of the kingdom of God. And we are part of the kingdom of God. And God wants to fill us tonight. So I'm going to pronounce a blessing over you that when you go out this week, that you'll have a special anointing. Okay? You ready? So raise your hands to heaven. Oh, Lord, look at all of these beautiful saints. Ready and on mission to be your hands and your feet, God. To go out into the highways and the byways. Lord, I pray that as they lay hands on the sick, God, that your special anointing would flow through them, Lord, and that the power of God would be ignited in and through them, and Lord, that their prayers, God, would be a sweet fragrance to heaven, and that there would be bodies healed, minds healed, souls healed, lives changed, God. Let them be powerful witnesses for the kingdom of God, and Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name, Lord. Give them courage as they go out. Give them boldness, God. Let them not care what man thinks of them, but God, give them the boldness to speak on your behalf in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Isn't that good? So good. Well, we're not done yet. I'm going to call Pastor Joel up here for what you can have a seat. I'm going to call Pastor Joel up here. He's going to just do a couple things, and then we're going to get back into some praise and worship, okay? So we're not done yet. Pastor Joel, you got a mic?
Wow, wasn't that powerful? Awesome. A church aflame. You're on fire, church. Take it to your homes. Take it to your neighborhoods. Like people like you that were being prayed for, there are people in your neighborhood, your schools, opportunity, everywhere you go. You be the conduit of change for people. When you open up your mouth, God will fill it. When you open up your heart, God will fill it. When you open up your faith, God will fill it. So you be the full-time minister of the gospel to ignite this world for Jesus. So here's what I need to do tonight. I want to, anybody that is a visitor here today, tonight, raise your hand. If you're a visitor in this house, we want to give you a shout of praise. Thank you for coming. Anybody? Yes, over here. Anybody else over there? All right. Well, we have an opportunity to sow in the kingdom of God tonight, and the sowing into the kingdom of God means that God does his part always. You have to do your part, activate your faith in giving. Right behind me, there's many, many ways and opportunities to give. We make it easy. We have an app for you. We have, you know, text to give. You can give through the web. You can give through all kinds of opportunities. Be intentional in your giving. I am a witness that God never neglects those that are faithful to him. If you're sowing into this church, into this king, into the kingdom of his work, then it's limitless of what God can do. When you confess, God, you know, I don't have enough, but you do. Here's my part. Here's my faith. God, in return, will produce multiple fruit on your behalf with unexpected surprises, unexpected blessings, manifested miracles on your behalf. You know, Peter said that silver and gold have I none, but what I have is Jesus. It's not about money. It's about purpose. About that purpose of saying, God, even though the economy and the predictions and all the valuations, which are usually wrong, always wrong, but the evaluations of the kingdom of God, of my blessing, is activated, and here it is, Lord. I am trusting you with everything I have. So if you're in need of an envelope, you raise your hand, the ushers will get to you and have that available for you, an envelope to put a tithe offering, whatever you want, a physical offering, or behind the seat backs, you could tap to give. Like I said, there's many, many ways to give, okay? So let me pray for your offering as the ushers are going about giving you this envelope. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just were praying faith prayers, declared prayers over people's healing people's body. So here's the faith prayer tonight. Healing over our finances. Lord, a declaration of blessing, of supernatural abundance, supply, where the well is never dry. Thank you, Father God, for the abundance of blessings that you provide for your people that are faithful to you. David said that, you know, I've invested and I've never seen the righteous forsaken. So, Father, this church will never go without. As a matter of fact, it will turn around and amply supply for every need that is given here and the opportunity on the street, and opportunity in the missions and all over the world, that you supply the need and you supply. The little boy's lunch amplified, and we give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I only got one announcement. Only one announcement. Here's the announcement. It is conference time. Rock Con is upon us. You need to sign up and volunteer. If you do that, we have a special blessing for you. We could make it easy for you to attend if you volunteer. We need all kinds of volunteers. This conference is going to be off the chain and off the charts. And if you want to be involved in helping us produce an amazing conference, which I know you do, check in and volunteer at The Rock. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, Rock family. Pastor Dan and Jessica Roth here, and we want to talk to you about RockCon 2024 coming up real soon, September 13th and 14th. But Pastor Jess, why is it important that our church shows up to this event?
You know, I believe that this is a time for us to press in, to go deeper, to give God more of our time and more of just that time where you push aside everything you would normally do on that weekend and you say, I'm going to spend the whole weekend with God as a family. Mm. And we're going to just, it's almost like a fasting of what we would normally do to be with God completely. And in that, I know that God is going to speak to us, that he's going to deposit some things in us, that he's going to put into us a preparedness of what is ahead and how we as believers are going to be and where he needs us to be, and there's a commission gonna be placed on our lives. And so you don't wanna miss this. It's gonna be life-changing. Yes. We have youth conference, children's conference, women's, men's, we have it all. And these phenomenal speakers. So please, guys, take some time as a family, sign up together. We'll see you there, and let's see what God speaks, because it is time for what God has for us this year.
The scripture says, and great grace was upon them all. I believe that God has a word for you at RockCon 2024, and that there will be graces imparted into your life as you set aside that time and join us for RockCon 2024.
Love you.
Okay. So real quick, they want me to tell you, Pastor Joey does, he texts me on the front row, and he said, remind them that if they buy one RockCon membership, that they get a cheaper deal if they get more than one, right? Did I say that right? Yes. So even if you're single, go find somebody else and be like, hey, you want to sign up together so we can, like, cut that in half, okay? Also, if you are willing to volunteer, we have deep discounts for those that want to volunteer. Awesome. Sorry, I'm chewing on a mint. Dan picked a mint out of his back pocket and handed it to me. And because I'm such a trusting wife, I took it. That is not spiritual or anything right now. But God is good. And so I just wanted to tell you guys, I wanted to know, did anybody get healing tonight? Yeah, that there was something you could not do, but now you can do it. Yes. What? Sarah, that's my girl. That's my girl. Dan, you're going to help me out and get that microphone. And he's like, I preach all morning. I'm not going. I put him to work. Sarah, now, not long story. Just tell me what you got and what God did.
I prayed for Sarah, by the way.
Ooh, that you're more anointed than everybody else. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just facts. You know, just I prayed for Sarah.
Yes. Tonight, when I came here for the last 2 days, I haven't been able to breathe too well, dealing with chemicals at work. And right now, when I went up for prayer with faith, I started testing, breathing in. And right now, I'm actually able to talk. I couldn't talk that much.
Wow. Yeah. Praise God. That's wonderful. That's been going around, like, where people are literally just can't breathe. And so thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Anybody else? God did something that you can tell. You're like, just move your arm or your back the way that you were never able to do it before. Just check it out. Check it out, because God does these things. Anyone else? No? I can't see very well up here. It's so bright.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
We got him. All right, I didn't pray for you.
Hey, Pastor Dad. Hi, church. My name's Genevieve. I have multiple sclerosis, and I received prayer today. So my arms were hurting because I do get episodes where I feel like a shocking pain, and they just, oh, my gosh, I'm able to put my hands up.
Genevieve. I want you to change your confession, okay? I was diagnosed, okay? And you just declare, but I'm getting healed, amen? More and more, more and more. Move them again. Praise the Lord. Because we're not denying the facts. You were diagnosed, right? But we're not claiming it. I don't have it anymore, right?
Amen.
My friend with a hat, did you get healed?
She's healed by the
stripes on the cross. All right.
Hello, my name is Isaac. And I just had chest surgery 5 months ago, and I had to, like, learn how to live again. So I get really sore and pain, but when they asked me to lift my hands, I just lift to my left side, and it doesn't hurt as bad as it did before at all, actually.
It's awesome.
Wow, that's amazing. There's one back there.
Back here.
That's so cool, Isaac. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Irma. Yesterday, I fell on my back, and I was in so much pain this morning, but I still came to church. And then tonight, I was still in so much pain. I said, you know, I'm just going to stay home. But the Lord just said, no, come. I have healing for you. And so I don't feel any pain in my arms, my back. God, heal me. Thank you.
Amen.
You know, God's just showing off now. He's just showing off.
Showing off in you.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Something just definitely happened to you for sure. Yeah. Hold on 1 second. We'll wait for Dan. Pastor Dan. You got to run, babe. Come on. I know you're tired, but you got to move.
Good thing I wore the sneakers tonight, not the dress shoes.
I have a problem with my eyes. It's hard for me to read and to drive at night. And to see is so blurry for this past a few weeks, but I know there is a Holy Spirit surface. I want to be refreshed. I did not even ask for healing. I know I'm going to get the healing anyway. God will answer my prayer. But tonight, God said, I'm going to heal people. So I receive, I believe. I haven't read yet, but I believe I'm already healed. His glory.
Yeah. Amen. I love your faith. That's right.
That's right.
Anyone else? I just want to make sure we have a little time. You know, this builds our faith, guys, because God's real, And he actually is in love with us, and he wants us healed. I'm just going to keep saying that because I think sometimes Satan lies to us and tells us, "This no, he doesn't want to heal me. No, he wants you healed. He loves you." Okay, well, we'll leave it at that. Some of you, it might be deeper and longer things. If you get an awesome doctor's report, will you do us a favor? Will you write us an email and let us know once you get your doctor's reports if it's something that you have to get checked out, what God did and how he moved in your life? Because I believe that there's some supernatural, amazing other things going on here in this room tonight. And so thank you, Jesus, right? God is good. So we're going to praise God one last time together, and then we'll let you go home and go be full-time ministers of the gospel for the rest of the week. But let's worship God, and let's thank him for what he did in people's lives and in others' lives and how he's going to use us this week. And so if you want, the altars are open. We're going to just worship and praise. Tifa and the team, take us back to heaven.
Amen. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Are you excited for the healing power of Jesus? Come on, let's talk about it tonight. The altars is open. Come on, everybody. We need to praise God together. Come on up.
I'm living in the light of the new. I won't waste another minute in my old ways. Praise the Lord, I'll be born again. Goodbye, yesterday. I'm living in the light of a new day. I won't waste another minute in my old ways. Praise the Lord, I've been born again. We've been born again. Again and again and again and again. You rescued me out of the mess I was in. You traded my soul for something sin. Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once did. Goodbye, yesterday. I'm living in the light of a new day. I won't waste another minute in my old ways. Praise the Lord, I've been born again. Goodbye, yesterday. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I've got resurrection in my veins. Praise the Lord, I've been born again.
Again and again and again and again.
drifting, a vagabond.
Get up, 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 get up
think I could ask Sammy to sing another song. He probably needs to go eat a hamburger or something. I love you guys. Listen, it is our turn. I need you guys, full-time ministers. Where's my full-time ministers at? Right? Get out there and tell someone about Jesus. Go tell him of your goodness. Tell him of what he did for you tonight and how he healed you and how he restored you. So let me pronounce a blessing over you. Lord, I thank you for all these beautiful saints of the Most High God. Lord, I thank you for everything they're believing for. Lord, meet them there. Lord, I thank you, God, that a gift of faith and a gift of healing will be upon them. Lord, I thank you, God, that they will go out into the highways and the byways and you'd open doors that only you can open and you would close doors that need to be closed. Lord, I thank you for divine appointments this week for each person in this room. And Lord, I pray that they would light up their campuses for your namesake. Light up their colleges and their high schools and their junior highs, their workplaces, God. Lord, I pray there be revival in the Inland Empire, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we call in wells of salvation in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for that. And Lord, bless them on their going and in their coming. And we thank you for them, Lord. And we declare out loud over the Inland Empire in faith that the Inland Empire shall be saved. I love you guys so much. Pastor.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us online. If you just gave your heart to Jesus and prayed that salvation prayer with our pastor, congratulations and welcome to the family of God. Here at The Rock, we want to get you plugged in and set up for success as you start this new walk with God. In a moment, I'd like for you to head over to our Respond to God page by clicking the link provided in the comments where you can fill out your information so we can provide you with some free materials. We have a booklet called Welcome to Your Destiny, Easy Steps to a Successful Future with God. We'd love to mail you this paper copy if you are within the continental United States. If not, don't worry about it. We have an electronic copy in PDF format that we would be happy to email you. We also have a comic book we'd love to send out for any kids that have made a decision to follow Jesus. It helps explain their new walk with Jesus in a fun and age-friendly way. We not only want to provide you with these free materials, but if you live locally, we would also like to get you connected with a friend. A spiritual personal trainer, or as we like to call them, SPTs, who can help guide you through your new relationship with God. We encourage you to connect with the local church in your area. And if you are in the Inland Empire, remember, you're always welcome here at The Rock Church. Well, it was great hearing the word of God with you guys today. We can't wait to see you at our next service. And remember, God loves you and so do we.